Bristol-Myers stakes $2.3 billion on supply chain control, while rivals chase licensing deals. Bristol-Myers Squibb is staking $2.3 billion on a new Houston manufacturing campus, the largest single-site industrial commitment by a major pharma in the U.S. This decade, and a clear signal that manufacturing capacity has become the constraining factor in biopharma value creation. The move follows the company's 2025 pledge to expand domestic production and arrives the same day ITM Isotope Technologies Munich saw its radiopharmaceutical rejected by FDA over manufacturing deficiencies, underscoring a broader industry reckoning. Drug development without production excellence is worthless. The Houston facility represents more than capital deployment. It marks a strategic pivot in how Big Pharma competes for alpha. While peers chase billion-dollar licensing deals and bolt-on acquisitions, Bristol-Myers is building the infrastructure to own its supply chain destiny. The timing matters. Manufacturing bottlenecks, not clinical pipelines, now determine which oncology and cell therapy candidates reach commercial scale. For institutional investors, the calculus is clear. Companies that control advanced manufacturing will command valuation premiums. Those dependent on contract manufacturers face regulatory risk, margin compression, and slower time to market. Bristol-Myers just drew a line in the Texas sand. Capacity build meets regulatory gauntlet. The $2.3 billion campus positions Bristol-Myers to internalize production for its next-generation oncology portfolio, including antibody drug conjugates and potential cell therapies. Details on square footage, headcount, or production timelines were not disclosed, but the investment scale exceeds most peer facility expansions over the past 3 years. The same day Bristol-Myers announced its plans, ITM's rejection illustrated the regulatory stakes. FDA cited manufacturing issues in blocking the German biotech's neuroendocrine tumor treatment, a direct competitor to Novartis' Lutathera. The rejection is not an anomaly. Manufacturing quality has become FDA's frontline enforcement tool, with agency scrutiny intensifying across radiopharmaceuticals, cell therapies, and complex biologics. For Bristol-Myers, vertical integration insulates against third-party manufacturing risk while allowing real-time process optimization. The company has not disclosed whether Houston will focus on biologics, small molecules, or emerging modalities, but the investment size suggests multi-product capability. The hospital monopoly parallel while Bristol-Myers builds capacity, its customer base consolidates. Hospital monopolies, which have driven healthcare cost inflation through market concentration, now control payer negotiations and formulary access. The parallel is instructive. Just as hospital systems extract pricing power through scale, pharma manufacturers with proprietary capacity can dictate supply terms and timelines. This dynamic reshapes mergers and acquisition strategy. Acquirers now screen targets not just for pipeline quality, but for manufacturing transferability. Can the candidate's lead asset be produced in-house, or does it require specialized contract capacity that adds risk and cost? The question determines deal structure, earnout provisions, and valuation multiples. Bristol-Myers is not alone in recognizing the shift. Across biopharma, capital expenditure on manufacturing infrastructure has accelerated, even as R&D budgets face scrutiny. The logic is clear. Owning the means of production reduces dependency on external bottlenecks and regulatory variability imposed on contract manufacturers. Texas as life sciences hub Houston's selection over traditional biopharma clusters like Boston, San Francisco, or New Jersey reflects deliberate site strategy. Texas offers tax incentives, lower labor costs, and proximity to Gulf Coast logistics infrastructure. The state has courted life sciences investment aggressively, positioning itself as an alternative to coastal markets where real estate and operating expenses compress margins. the Houston metro area also provides access to a skilled workforce from petrochemical and energy sectors, whose process engineering expertise translates to biomanufacturing. Bristol-Myers can recruit talent familiar with large-scale chemical operations, regulatory compliance, and supply chain complexity without competing against the inflated compensation structures of Cambridge or South San Francisco. For institutional capital, the geographic diversification matters. Concentrated biopharma footprints in high-cost coastal metros create correlated risk. Facilities in Boston face identical weather, labor, and regulatory environments. A Texas campus diversifies operational risk while potentially improving unit economics. Manufacturing as competitive moat, the ITM rejection highlights manufacturing as regulatory gatekeeper. FDA's scrutiny of production quality has intensified, with complete response letters increasingly citing manufacturing deficiencies over clinical efficacy concerns. For biotech companies dependent on contract manufacturers, this creates existential risk. A single supplier's compliance failure can derail years of clinical development. Bristol-Myers' investment internalizes that risk. By controlling production, the company reduces dependency on third parties whose quality systems may not withstand FDA inspection. The cost is upfront capital, but the payoff is operational control and reduced regulatory uncertainty. This calculus applies beyond Bristol-Myers. Across the sector, companies with proprietary manufacturing command premium valuations. Amgen, Genentech, and Regeneron trade at multiples reflecting not just pipeline strength, but manufacturing moats that protect margins and ensure supply reliability. Conversely, asset-light biotechs face valuation discounts tied to manufacturing dependency. The Houston campus also positions Bristol-Myers for future mergers and acquisitions. Acquiring companies with compatible manufacturing requirements becomes easier when internal capacity exists to absorb production. The facility could serve as integration infrastructure for bolt-on deals, reducing post-acquisition execution risk. Capital allocation signal a $2.3 billion commitment to manufacturing infrastructure signals management confidence in long-term pipeline conversion. This is not defensive capital expenditure. It is an offensive move predicated on the assumption that Bristol-Myers will have multiple commercial stage products requiring large-scale production within the facility's operational lifespan. For equity investors, the capital allocation question is whether $2.3 billion in bricks and mortar generates better returns than share buybacks, mergers and acquisitions, or licensing deals. The answer depends on manufacturing becoming a true competitive advantage. If capacity constraints ease across the sector, Bristol-Myers may have overbuilt. If bottlenecks persist and FDA intensifies manufacturing scrutiny, the investment could yield strategic returns that exceed financial modeling. The timing also matters for cost of capital. Construction and equipment procurement in 2026 face inflation, supply chain constraints, and elevated interest rates compared to the prior decade's easy money environment. Bristol-Myers is locking in costs now, betting that delaying investment would be more expensive. The Placamium view Bristol-Myers is making a contrarian bet that manufacturing, not discovery, determines biopharma winners over the next decade. While venture capital floods into AI drug discovery platforms and computational biology, Bristol-Myers is investing in physical infrastructure. The contrast is striking and revealing. Our view: manufacturing capacity will emerge as the primary bottleneck limiting biopharma value creation through 2030. Clinical pipelines are expanding faster than production infrastructure. FDA's manufacturing scrutiny is rising, not falling. Contract manufacturing capacity is oversubscribed for complex modalities like cell therapies and ADCs. Companies that solve the manufacturing constraint will capture disproportionate value. the Houston campus is not just a facility. It is a strategic option on future mergers and acquisitions flexibility. Bristol-Myers can now acquire targets confident it has internal capacity to integrate production without reliance on sellers' legacy contract manufacturers. This reduces deal risk and accelerates time-to-value post-acquisition. In a sector where manufacturing transfer often delays deal synergies by years, internal capacity is a hidden source of mergers and acquisitions alpha. The second-order effect is competitive. Peers now face a choice. Match Bristol-Myers' vertical integration or accept manufacturing dependency as a strategic vulnerability. For mid-cap biopharma companies, the capital required for equivalent infrastructure is prohibitive. This creates bifurcation. Large-cap pharma internalizes manufacturing, while smaller players remain dependent on contract capacity, cementing scale advantages that extend beyond R&D budgets into operational moats. The risk is overcapacity. If Bristol-Myers' pipeline underperforms or manufacturing technology shifts toward distributed, modular systems, a $2.3 billion campus becomes a stranded asset. But the company is betting on the opposite, that centralized, high-quality manufacturing becomes more valuable as regulatory standards tighten and complexity increases. We view that as the higher probability scenario. The bottom line, Bristol-Myers' $2.3 billion Houston commitment is a declaration that manufacturing defines competitive advantage in biopharma's next chapter. While biotech chases clinical milestones, Bristol-Myers is building the infrastructure to convert those milestones into commercial reality. For institutional investors, the playbook is clear. Own companies with manufacturing control, not just pipeline potential. The Houston facility will not generate revenue for years, but it positions Bristol-Myers to capture value that competitors dependent on contract manufacturers cannot. In an industry where FDA manufacturing rejections can erase billions in market cap overnight, vertical integration is not a cost center. It is a hedge. Watch for peers to follow. The next wave of biopharma mergers and acquisitions will prioritize manufacturing compatibility as a deal screen. Companies that ignored capacity while chasing pipeline breadth will face margin compression and regulatory risk. Bristol-Myers is ahead of that curve. The $2.3 billion bet on Houston is a bet that infrastructure, not innovation theater, wins. We believe they are right.